Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. What I love about this article is that it focuses on what we can influence versus how to cram buy me messages to buyers who aren't ready. So in this environment, what can we do for those researchers who need us but aren't ready to buy? What can we give them that will keep us top of mind? Three words. A. Heads up. Let's drill down on what the article suggests and fill in some blanks. My favorite suggestion from the article, ID potential disruptions our solution will cause. Now, y'all know I do love me a short trip to the dark side. But this leads to a bigger benefit, a heads up on potential problems. Not only does this help buyers see around corners, but it also insinuates that we know what to do when bad things happen. We are there to support them. Another idea from the article, compromises. The power of this heads up cannot be underestimated. This helps buyers adjust their expectations. And better yet, it's their idea to make those adjustments, not our recommendations during the sales process. By helping buyers ascertain what they really want, we're paving the road to happy clients before they even buy. Talk about qualifying. A lot of us know that we are not in control of the buyer's process. And frankly, all that data out there is not going to change that. But if we can focus on how we can serve while folks are in research mode, that's the difference between being generally helpful and being a trusted resource. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.